What's up, peeps from all over the world? It's your girl, VN007. It's been a long time since I stopped by here to drop some nuggets to talk about myself. So what? It's been a minute? Life has been lifing. But a beautiful part of everything is at the end of the day, I'm here, I still matter, and I totally do give myself time to be able to grow and go through all the realities that life has thrown at me. Currently, I'm in a space where I'm just excited and grateful to God for everything that He's been doing and all the amazing things He's yet to do. So this is the end of the month, literally the 31st day in the month of October. And I just want to say, if you didn't feel like this month has been the best month for you, hands up where you are, stretch the hands out. Now clasp them close to your shoulder and give yourself a big hug. We're not perfect. Nobody expects you to ace in the month of October. But what we do expect of you is to take note of all the nitty-gritty, the little details of things that happened in October that made you feel some type of way and move forward. Like in November, put it in the past, but make sure you learn from it and move past it. I mean, October was a month of me just, you know, realizing that you only have yourself for yourself and family. You know, basically. So you also have friends that have become family. So you have those people. But my point is, just know that you came to this world alone. You're doing life. Yeah, if you do have people around you who try to help you through life, it's a blessing. Take it and be happy. But if you don't, do not cry. Do not despair. Do not. Okay, is that even the right word to say? But don't be dismayed. I'm trying to, you know, rap like am I there. Don't be dismayed. Yeah. But my point is, October was a month of us just realizing that we have more acquaintances than, you know, having real people have our backs and what have you. I discovered it's a month of having friends and basically learning to draw the line between friendship and business and knowing who's really there for you, knowing who to talk to and learning to just, you know, tone it down a bit. Because I went through an experience that I thought at this stage of my life I wouldn't be going through it, but I did go through an experience and I just feel it humbled me and it made me just see clearly what people are like. We have people that will go into your mind and go and bring things out that even you don't know those things are in your mind. And you think you're crazy, but you're not. It's the people trying to tip you off to the edge. So just be smart about knowing the kind of people you interact with. And when you feel somebody is not good for your mental health, stand back. Like, I'm that kind of babe that, okay, if my partner needs the time out, yes. If I feel like I'm a threat to my partner's mental health, I will take a chill pill. But we got to talk about it first. Not like we just, you know, create enmity and distance between ourselves. But, I really learned a lot in October. Let me just leave it at that. This November, you're seeing VN007.00001. Things are going to be different. And by God's grace, I'm going to live up to it. And the beauty of November is every day in November, I'm totally living some nuggets here on my podcast space, finally. So if you miss it, for those who have been crying that you haven't heard my voice on radio, this is an opportunity for you to just come tap into me and listen to my voice like you used to do. All right. So sweet November, I await you. Come quick. This is me, VN007, signing out. Hey, oh, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at VN007. Laters.